The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. Whoever receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever receives a righteous man because he is a righteous man will receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever gives only a cup of cold water to one of these little ones to drink, because the little one is a disciple, amen, I say to you, he will surely not lose his reward. The Gospel of the Lord. So now, on first reading the Gospel this evening, you may think, that's a very hard reading from the Gospel. It makes life very difficult for me. But actually, it's about how to live a happy and joyful and fulfilled life. Now, how do we explain that? Well, first of all, in the Gospel this evening, we have a number of aphorisms or little sayings or one-liners taken from all of the Gospels and a little collage of different lines here in the Gospel of Matthew. Now, as for example, whoever does not take up his cross and follow me after me is not worthy of me. Jesus did not say that. That was put in afterwards because Jesus still hadn't died on the cross. So, you know, that makes sense. And it's about what goes around comes around. It's about how loving are we? It's about you only receive what you give out. And so, there's a little story about that, funny in some ways. In an area in France, they had a particularly good harvest in one of the wine areas, and one of the local villagers decided they would have a festival and a feast, and people were asked to bring along some food and also to bring a bottle of wine from their own vineyard, and they had placed a big container or barrel in the middle of the village. Come along with your bottle of wine, pour it into the barrel, and then people could go then, help themselves, tap a glass of wine, as many as they wanted or could cope with in a reasonable way. Well, one man decided that, well, he says, everybody's going to bring a bottle of wine. I'll bring a bottle of water, and I'll pour it into the barrel, and sure nobody will know that I brought a bottle of water, and I'll save my bottle of wine. The only thing is, everybody else had the same idea. And when they went to have a glass of wine, you see, Jesus wasn't around, so they had nobody to change the water into wine. So they all found water came out of the barrel. Can you see the little little moral from that story. What you give is what you get back. And that's very true in life. Whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. A lot of people misinterpret that. What does that mean? You must in some ways die to the self. What does that mean? Well, think of any day, any week, any occasion, and you're asked to do something or help somebody. What's the first thought, be honest, that comes to your mind? That's inconvenient at the moment, or can I come back to you on that? Can I come back to you on that? How often have you made a call to somebody and they've said to you, oh, I'll call you back, and they never call you back? I'm sure you have experienced that many, many times. I have experienced it many, many times. So I called them again, and I asked them the same questions, and then they say, okay, I'll call you back. And I say, what does that mean, you'll call me back? And they say, well, I'll call you back. I know, I heard you. But what does call you back mean? It means I'll call you back. But I said, you've told me that 3 times. And you never did. So what does it mean? So you see, a lack of sincerity. Many people talk the talk, but they don't walk the walk. Now, if you make that very practical, in case you're not following what I'm trying to say, I notice all of you here this evening, you're all wearing a mask. And hopefully, if I said to you, why are you wearing a mask? Why am I wearing a mask? Why is Michael wearing a mask? Why are any of you wearing a mask? Because it's to keep you safe, but also to keep others safe. Am I right or wrong? It's showing you have a respect for other people. And so it begs the question, why are so many people going around not wearing a mask? It's becoming more and more. I was out this morning for a walk, as I do every morning, and 9 out of 10 people I meet no longer wear a mask. Today here in California, we have a big rise in the number of people testing positive for coronavirus. And I listened to a woman on the news on television, I think it was the night before last or last night, and a journalist, a TV reporter, asked her, why aren't you wearing a mask? And she said, because I live in a free country. Well, living in a free country doesn't mean you can be selfish. And I hope that makes sense. I hope that makes sense. We see our leaders and those who are supposed to be giving us a good example macho. Oh, I don't need a mask. Why? So you have somebody who's invulnerable, And you see where the selfishness come in. And what's good for me? And many people live their lives like that. They'll only do something if there's a benefit in it for them. And look, the very people who will, and rightly so, who will applaud are the doctors and nurses in the front line, who are risking their lives every time they enter a hospital. We applaud them, and they are wonderful people, wonderful, and they're risking their lives to save any of us who may end up in hospital or contract the coronavirus. So why, it doesn't make sense if we applaud them and respect them and we go around and not wear a mask and be fair. So give good example, whether you like it or not, or what political party you follow. It seems to be now, unfortunately, dividing down along political lines, whether you wear a mask or not. How silly can we become? How silly can we get? So please, please, wear your mask, because this coronavirus is very, very serious. And we don't want to see, it's lovely this evening. You have no idea, you have no idea what it's like coming out here day after day, celebrating a mass to an empty church in front of a calendar, a camera, I meant to say. It wasn't what I became a priest for. And I am a people's person, and I'm delighted to see you here this evening. And hopefully, as time goes on, there'll be more and more people coming, and things will improve. So keep up the good work. Never put yourself first. That's the secret. And in the middle of the gospel, it says, "Do to others what you would like done. Say what you would like to be done to you." That's the principle that Jesus based his whole life upon. Let us love and become like him.